fucking red one.
I didn't even press it.
I didn't even press it. It just happened.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Really? I pressed the red one.
Yeah, now. Yeah. Yeah, right now.
Okay. When you're ready.
Hey guys, welcome back. The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. I'm so excited today because this topic is probably the message that I want to give away. Like, really, it's a really good message. I really want to share with you, so get excited. Are you ready to hear Joy with me, my friend and producer?
Yes, lovely to be back, Minsu. How have you been this week?
Good, always a gold standard, yes.
Yes, indeed. The last time when we did the gold standard, I was telling some friends about it, and they're all like really excited about it. They've all got the questions, but I said they have to wait. We have to let other people ask them. But for anyone who didn't happen to hear any of the previous episodes, what is the gold standard?
Well, the gold standard is coming from the gold standard. So everybody has their own standard, you know? It's not comparing someone next to you. Your standard, you set your standard. So whatever makes you better than yourself yesterday, that could be a good standard. That could be the gold standard. And we always pursue to be better, the best. I mean, the best is, doesn't mean that you are the number one in the world, but you are the best of yourself.
Right, you're
the best version of yourself.
Yeah, sounds good. And also, if you fail, it's okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want a success, I mean, failing is a must.
Mm-hmm. And one of the previous times, I quoted a famous Irish writer called Oscar Wilde. Another one, Samuel Beckett, another great lad from the Irish island. And he has a famous quote that last year was made famous again by Conor McGregor, Irish writer who lost in UFC.
Oh, man, everybody loves them.
Loves him. They better. But his coach put a quote from Samuel Beckett that says something like, ever tried, ever failed, no matter, try again, fail better. So I think that kind of message needs to be out there, right?
Wait a minute, Joy. Are you trying to really promoting Irish and my gold
standard?
Okay, I'm Korean, by the way.
We need to get our message out. Sorry. First me, then the next lad. But you said in the intro there that today is a topic very close to your heart, like something you want to talk about that gets your message out there about who you are and what your aims are and where you came from, right?
Yeah, a lot of people, they ask me like, you know, I mean, I told you about who I am, what I've done, but I think most people, they actually know how, like what to start, what to do, but they always need an answer, you know, how can you keep going? How can you stay consistency or to actually make the result out of it, you know, the goal, like not starting, but also the end. I think the starting is important, but the end, you have to make it right. I mean, you gotta get there. And a lot of people ask me, you know, how you do that?
Yeah.
How you can be, you know, keep doing what you do.
How can you be consistent? How can
you
get up every morning, keep going? For example, probably one of the things people wonder about is like start with something simple, English. Right? You didn't grow up as a native speaker. Is that true?
So the English is interesting story. I decided to came to the States in 2005. And of course, there's a reason why, you know, everything has reasons to start with. And actually 2004, me and my sister, we went to, well, I wanted to go to Europe, like the travel. Mm-hmm. And you know how fun is that, you know, traveling Europe. And I found this I think it was an organization, it's an online like traveling website, but they were based in like global. So what they do is the traveling agency, they get people from all of the countries and they go to a European like Europe tour. And I thought it was a great idea. First, like to meet new people from all of the country. I said, yay, let's make a new friends. And second, I can practice my English because I thought I was pretty good at speaking English.
Up till then, what was your English background? You learned at school or did you go to academies? Or
I learned at school, you know, just like middle school or high school, in like university. It's like, you know, English is kind of one of the languages that you need to learn. We take the class, but it's more really like grammatic or reading or answer the questions. And basically, I thought I was good because I had a good score in school, but the reality was, all I can say was like, hi guys, my name is Minsoo, I'm from Korea, something like that.
The end.
Yes, and I thought it would be nice to learn English or practice English, and I told my sister, hey sister, let's go together, and you don't, well, by the way, my sister cannot speak English, so I told her, don't worry, you got me, you know?
Yeah. She's older, right?
Yeah, she's 2 years older than me, and I thought it would be a good time to, you know, spending some time with my sister as well. So long story short, and we went to Europe, and it was actually the hell because the first day, people were talking, and there were people from all the, kind of all of the world, but from Australia, New Zealand, and one girl from America, England, I mean, United States, and two from Mexico and few from like South Africa. But the point is here, they all speak English, like quite like native speaker. And before then, I did not know what the accents from like Australian or New Zealand. I had no idea. When they start talking, like, is it English? You know, I did not understand anything, period. And there was a lady who, what is it called? Like, she's kind of charging of our group.
She's
a tour guide, yeah. So, well, about 35 people, it wasn't our team. But after the first day, we were, like, discriminated from our group because we did not speak English. And they thought that we are stupid, basically, because we don't really speak properly or in the right way, I guess. So
you kind of felt left out?
It wasn't a kind of felt. We were left out. It was crazy. And it was a crazy story I can talk about in next time some, you know, later on. But we lost. We got lost because we did not understand where to meet, what time. And it was like, can you imagine you are like lost in Europe, not knowing, you know, anything like language and stuff like that.
What country were you
in? Oh, my
actually,
gosh. Goodness, it was, I think we all lost like pretty much every country, you know, it was literally, and we had to ask some stranger, like two guys, and it was like really scary things, but I'm glad we made it. But long story short again, so it was very challenging for me and my sister because it was just really culture shock because we never really left home like that before. It was me still not knowing anything about Western culture. I got sick because they were eating only like bread and like potatoes and like things that I don't eat at all. I never really eat. So I got sick while we were traveling and I even passed out on Venice. And my sister, who don't speak English, and then who is like really, I'm stronger than her, you know, obviously, physically or mentally, emotionally. But when she had me and like fallen in Europe, and
she had to take
over. Yes, like she was crying. She called my mom crying, and my parents got so worried about us because we don't have a cell phone, and we are like on the other side of the earth. And they don't know what's going on. So it was like really awful. But we made it. But okay, that was a story. Like from that trip, and I had to experience it, those, because I couldn't speak English, they thought I was stupid. We were stupid. And I didn't like the feeling at all. You know, we were left behind because of that. So you know what? You know what? I will master English. That's what I decide. That's when I decide I really wanted to learn English, not just learning, but I wanted to be able to just speak naturally,
right? So
I can talk to them like, see, this is me, you know.
Yeah, look at me now.
Yes. So
that's when the seed was planted. How about your sister? Did she also decide, I'm also going to master English?
So after 35 days of the travel, and we got back, and I told my mom, I'm going to the States to learn English. And my sister says, Minsoo, I never wanna go back to Europe. I'm not going outside of Korea. So that was kind of two different reactions we had. One thing that I want to tell people, it's we face the same difficulties or challenges in life, but it's all about how you see that and how you react those incidents. So my case, because of that, I want to prove them that I can actually be good at it. And I'm gonna make that happen, because now you really hurt my feeling. It's not even hurt my feeling. It's really, I have a quite high self pride, because I was always good at, I was always number one in school. You know, I was never really like feeling I'm the second or third or fourth. I always try hard to be the best. I'm a person like that. But when people or those treat me like that, it's like, it really hurt my feeling. Not hurting my feeling, it really made me think that it pushed me harder.
Right, it's just provided you with some extra challenge and determination
and
to prove them wrong.
And I really thank her or thank them to make me feel that way, because without them, I wouldn't be here, period.
Yes, you wouldn't be here on your very own podcast.
Yeah.
So thank you, evil people of wherever country you were from.
You evil people!
Okay, but I would guess that learning that kind of skill and facing that kind of challenge, making a big decision, it wasn't just you crossed the water. You crossed, like you said, the other side of the world, the USA, and you stuck it out. You did your best. You improved your English massively. But then going into a fitness world, that's another massive jump. That's a big challenge. And in this case, it's pretty much, especially at that time, male dominated, would you say?
Sure. Now it's more, many female are into fitness and exercise too. But still in Korea, they think that working out, it's more for male dominant. Why women do that? You know, why they lift? Why you wanna gain muscle? Things like that. But I don't see fitness as a, like, there's no man or woman. It's, we are human, you know.
Yeah.
We want to be healthy. To be healthy, there is no gender. So fitness, I don't think it's about, it's not like man or woman or young or old. It's just for, it's something that we need for ourselves.
But when you went in there as a female, let's say, and you saw it's a male-dominated industry, it's men basically running the gyms. How did you manage to stand up to that? How did you get over that fact?
Still, then now, some guys, they don't want to learn from me because I'm a female, and they think that they are better because they might be stronger than me, which is kind of, I don't really take it personally. If that's what they're really thinking in their mind, I cannot change how they think. But when I start lifting, the only way you can prove yourself is you have to prove yourself in whatever way. So my way was, if it's more, it's about building your body, then I have to show that I can make my body. Many people can talk about how, well, what to eat, what to do to make a better body, but not many people really have the result. For me, to speak out loudly, it was more showing them, prove them what I do or what I've done or how I can do it. So I did not really argue anything about a certain topic, but I just lift hard and to make your body the way that you want to present is, you really have to know what you're doing. It's not about just lifting heavy weights. You have to really training smart. You have to know what you're doing. And I constantly teach myself or learn from others that I can learn. And I just did it. And once I make the result, and there's still some jerks, they wanna like fight with me. Oh, woman can do it, what you know, but I know what I'm doing. So if you have your own way, do it. I don't mind that whatever you do, but here is my way to do it.
But where does that spirit come from? Did you grow up like that? Were you usually competitive with everybody, girls, boys, sisters? You have a brother too, right?
Yeah, so I think it's more my nature, like my personality. It's, I think everything counts. Like when I grew up in Korea, it's more men-dominated society, and especially my family, because we, the men carry the family name, men value more than women, which is really sad to say from my heart, but even my own parents, my mom and my father also, because it matters to them. So As a middle child, I always have to fight against my sister and my younger brother, especially when you have a younger brother in my family. My younger brother gets everything just because he's a man. He's a boy.
Male privilege.
Male privilege. And when I was growing up, when I was little, I could not understand. And I thought, if I'm good at school, if I'm good at things that I do, and I think that I will get my parents' attention. So I always had to fight against, you know, things. But I realized in early age, no matter how hard I tried or no matter how good I am, I couldn't beat my brother because he was born as a man. You know, but then I don't think that's something bad because without those situations or circumstances.
Yeah, perfect.
Without there would be no means to go right now, you know?
Right. So that was English, fitness. So you came up, you saw a challenge and you didn't run away. You decided to embrace it, go for it.
Yeah, it feels good when you do something that you think that you couldn't do, or when people say that you can't never do it, but when you actually made that, that's a great feeling you can accomplish.
Oh, more satisfying.
Right, satisfying. Amazing.
Great stuff. So how about these days? Like, English and fitness have been part of your life for a fair few years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you continuously work on both. You haven't just settled like on either. You still improve. But are there any things new in your life, new challenges that you're facing these days?
Well, the one thing about language, if you don't use it, you lose it. And someone like me, I did not grow up in like American culture or the family. I actually started learning the language. It was like I was 20 years old. So still, even now, even after like few years, decades, still English is challenging, especially if I don't use it. I mean, living in Korea, I haven't been able to use English as I used to before. So it's still challenging. But I'm taking my next step, doing podcast in English. I mean, it could be really like challenging for me and kind of afraid because I want to make it perfect, you know, sounds like native speaker. But I admit that I am not native speaker and I'm still learning, which is okay, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Learning.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, just tell like you don't know and you make mistake. That's how you can actually make yourself better and improve yourself. So that's one challenge that I have. And one of the challenges, I'm trying to make YouTube videos in English. Oh my gosh, that is so hard. Like, I record probably like 20 times the same content, spending like hours. But practice always makes you better. I believe in that. I know that. So I just keep doing it. I'll be better.
Eventually.
Yes.
Just keep going, right? Because even me, allegedly, I'm a native speaker. Some people won't agree because they'll say Irish people aren't native speakers. But even me, I probably make more mistakes than you on this podcast. So yeah, definitely don't give up on that. But with the YouTube videos, what's the hardest part? Is it trying to make it sound accurate? Is it trying not to be misunderstood? Because it's fitness related. You don't want somebody to misunderstand you and, you know, not do it correctly.
So I do know exactly, you know, how body works or what to explain, how to describe, but when it comes to English part, and it just, I don't know, like just maybe in my back of my head, it's English, I wanna really explain well, but it's just not coming naturally. So I just need some like practice, and I just have to keep doing it, and
yeah,
I'm sure I'll get better. So that's something that I'm doing, challenging myself for English. I mean,
great.
You always challenge yourself, you know?
Yeah, hopefully people,
yeah.
Unless you're really lazy.
Yeah, and then another challenge I want to talk about is in fitness. So it doesn't mean I become like champion and pro and I've won several shows. I don't think challenge never stops. Because once you think that you are good enough, then that's when you really going down?
It's like going backwards.
Going backwards, yeah. So I started a new, it can be new, but I think that it's continuing what I do as a fitness-wise. I started jiu-jitsu.
Nice, jiu-jitsu.
Yep, jiu-jitsu.
Nice. How long have you been doing jiu-jitsu?
I've actually tried last year, maybe last October or September, I would say.
So September of 2016.
Right.
Great. Why did you pick jiu-jitsu? There's a lot of martial arts out there. What made you go for jiu-jitsu in particular?
First, I knew kind of about jiu-jitsu, and I thought it was pretty cool. I've heard a lot about jiu-jitsu self-defense, but it became so much popular because of the MMA. You know, MMA got popular.
Yes, of course.
I just see that the self-defense is necessary for especially women, because you never know what's going to happen in this world, and especially me becoming fitness model or being a little bit like known figure, public figure-wise, people can be nasty. And I think it's also my responsibility to be able to protect myself, because there is no way you can put to blame, you know, if something goes wrong. So first reason I picked the jiu-jitsu is it's the best way to do the self-defense when you are weak, and then you go against someone who's bigger than you, stronger than you. And I think that's really useful.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the best way to neutralize the size difference, something like that. Like, so definitely. Do you think by learning jiu-jitsu you've become more independent? Has it made you more of an independent person?
Well, I'm already an independent person. It's jiu-jitsu is not gonna make me more independent, but I think that jiu-jitsu definitely make me more humble. So I was hitting this spot. I won in the States and became fitness modeling. Came to Korea, I became like one of the top like fitness model. If you go to the gym, everybody would know me. So I became my popular in this world, and then they know Minsu is the best. So when you reach that level, you kind of feel like, you know, I got this. I'm there.
Yes. Maybe.
I get more. I don't think I'm like arrogant. I never was like this, but it makes me kind of stop me from me became. I could be better for sure. I could always challenge more myself. But when I was in that situation, I feel like, oh, maybe I need something new, something different. And jiu-jitsu definitely make me humble because it's new. Of course, when you start new things, you are not good at it. I was suck at it, but it actually, and I liked sparring against men because men always wanted to use their power to prove that they are better than someone else, especially like female. But I want to prove that I can show them with the right technique and skills. You know, it's not about just the power, the strength that you have. You know, those are kind of mixed up feeling, but definitely jiu-jitsu make me humble because this is the martial art, and then you actually train your body but also your mind, controlling yourself, and it was just a great learning process for me.
Do you have any short-term goals regards to jiu-jitsu?
So yeah, everything, I have a goal. Obviously, I want to be the black belt.
Well,
I want to be the best in Korea and then eventually in Asia. I have a big dream always. But
aim
right
high.
Now, yes.
Why not?
Right now, my goal for 2017 is getting a blue belt. I don't think it's just about the color. Obviously, you have to be good at what you do so that you have to earn whatever it is. But my goal is there is a steps to reach your goals. Right now I'm the first stripe, first grade, but I want to work towards my blue belt, and I think I can do it.
So your aim is within this year to get a blue belt.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely think you can do it. Hopefully the listeners will be there. Anyone out there who is also a jiu-jitsu competitor, feel free to leave a comment and, you know, maybe challenge Minsu to a fight.
Yeah, any quote, because many people, they tend to drop whatever they try, the new stuff. Maybe I would say 3 months is the most challenging date. So after trying 3 months, they get in slump or they get tired of things. They don't feel like they're going anymore because you don't really see any, what is it?
Progress.
Yeah, it's hard to see the progress just within 3 months. But that's the time that you gotta pass that time to really see the process. So if you want to share with, you know, other people how you got over those, you know, time period, and if you have any good personal experience, you know, share with us.
Yeah, sounds great. Like, I think people always need that extra push, right? You think, like you said, in the first 3 months, if it's not going well, they go, leave it, I'll go on to something else. And then they spend their whole life bouncing from one hobby, one interest to another without ever really becoming a master of any of them, right? So you would put jiu-jitsu in your good decision category?
Like, I think so. Yeah. Well, I'm not necessarily trying to be like jiu-jitsu champion, but it's a lot of like learning process for me, and I can use those skills or the techniques into my own fitness skills. So I just personally think, as a fitness person, jiu-jitsu is a great way to train your like body weight training. It's not script. You go with someone else. It's a lot of movement, and it's really good for your physique as well. And it's, you do need to think, because you gotta, you know, see, you know, what other person is going to do. So working on your brain, also your movement, it requires a lot of speed, power, strength, endurance. I think it's great.
Yep, definitely. You sold me.
Mm-hmm.
So do you use your Instagram or Facebook to show any jiu-jitsu videos or pictures?
Yes, and I will also have a first competitions in a few weeks, and I'll have the recorded video published in YouTube, and you can also find me on Instagram, of course, and any of social media links are on the show notes.
All right, we'll put it all in the show notes, make it easier for listeners to link straight to. Sounds great. How often are you going, by the way, to jiu-jitsu? Are you going?
Right now, because my competition is right around the corner, so you wanna, you know, try the best that you can do. So I go pretty much every day, Monday through Thursday, and then or Friday, even Saturday.
Dedication.
Yes,
I like
dedication.
It. Okay, so English, fitness world, this podcast, jiu-jitsu, constantly challenging yourself. So before we head off, like, is there any words of wisdom, any tip of the week that you want to pass on to the listeners?
Well, definitely one word can explain everything what we talk about today. That is persevere. Persevere, don't give up. It's not easy, but if it was easy, anybody can do it. But for those who make that happen, who overcame those the tough time or failure, it's okay. You will fail, but the fail gonna make you even better. So don't let those failures stop you. Go fight against it, and you will get there eventually.
Lovely stuff. Very motivational, Minsu. I think today has been a great episode. Lots of interesting stories, interesting facts, and some good things to think about. Thanks for having me here. Again, it's been great.
Well, thank you. I hope this really... I'm still working. I don't see myself to be the, like, you know, best of, you know, this, but I'm really working hard here, and I want to share my experience with you guys, but also I want you to share your experience with me so I can be better means to go, and then everybody can be the gold standard.
Brilliant. Good stuff. All right, I'm gonna say goodbye and Minsu.
Okay, well, have a good day, guys. Stay active and be happy. Bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.